Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1297. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zizel. Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerafua Shalem Avraham Ben Chaya. Getting back to our malacha of Zore winnowing. Okay, we were talking about last year, interesting thing, the concept of when one blows, do you need to have psoilus and oichel? You have to have good and bad, like just like by the malacha borer, when you need good, you need bad, and in conjunction with all those halachas. So we established the fact that it is a machloik, it's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah for sure, that you would need good and bad, and just one item. It's not a major problem, like we saw, we kept on quoting the Ramah, who quoted the Yerushalmi, where somebody, in case somebody gave out saliva, spit into the air, whatever, and the Mishnah Berurah says we're not choishish for that, lemaisa. So the Sefer Klolim came out, lemaisa, in conjunction with that, blowing dust, like off a shelf, off a safer, something like that, is not a problem. And he brings a raya, I just wanted another chance to end off, really, I just found it afterwards, an interesting raya he brings, when we deal with the malacha malabein, laundering. We've spoken about way back when, quite a while back, when we spoke about laundering the malacha malabein, and if somebody has dust on a garment, they have dust on a hat, they have dust on a pants, a garment, whatever the case is. So we said the dust, we said in general, we kept on mentioning that the dust that's inside the garment, one has to be careful. You can't take out dust from in a garment. So a person's, you know, suit is dusty, to start knocking it out and stuff like that, one has to be careful, can't do that. But unless it's like mamish right on top. Okay, we spoke about all those halachas. We're not going to get into it right now. But the point is what he says. He brings out the Sefer Klolim on page Mem, Ois number 10. He says that the whole iser, where it's was machloikis Rashi and Taisus, whatever, to shake out a garment from dust, who rak mishum isam labin. It's a question of, it's a problem of malabin laundering. That is the iser, that you have to be careful. You can't take off dust from inside, from, you know, that's on a garment, that's inside of a garment in general. But the raya, the proof he's bringing, he said, we never spoke about any question of Zoyra winnowing. In other words, you know, if I have dust on my pants, there was no mention at all anywhere of you can't blow off the dust because blowing dust into the air is a problem of Zoyra. Nobody ever mentioned anything like that. We kept on mentioning you can't take out particles of dirt that are embedded in a garment, even if there's no water involved, right? That is the Isra of Malabain in conjunction with dust. But we said, well, good. So if it's, I have a little bit of dust right on my hat, could I blow it off? So if it's right on top of a person's hat, it's not embedded, just to blow it off would be fine in general. But you have to be careful not to take out the dust that's embedded in the garment. But be it as it may, there was no talk of zoyre, of winnowing. So that's an interesting point he brings out. Yesh lemi adatam, shein boi mishum zoyre, hu mishum she'en kan bir psoilus v'oichel befizer ha'ava. Because of the fact there's no, when you're dealing with dust, plain blowing dust, there's no issues of separating, there's no question over here of separating psoilus and oichel, good and bad, and therefore, at least lefi de Mishnah Berurah, like we saw in general, that's how the road that the Mishnah Berurah takes, v'gam ein mechaven lefazer ha'azak, ha'avak, I'm sorry, the mechaven rak lasiroi, the mechaven, I'm sorry, the Mechavein Rakla Siria Mea Begin. The whole issue is over there to remove it from the garment, right? So you can't do that because of Malabin, but that's what the person has no intention of having it spread out into the air. So that's the point over here. When a person takes off the dust from a shelf, person takes off the dust from a safer, or whatever the case is, they're not interested in having it spread out into the air. Now, if a person blows dust into the air and they have intentions that it should spread out in the air for whatever reason is, so then, okay, then we're ready, that's what we mentioned, we're running into more of a problem. But if it's just dumb, my kavan is to get rid of it, right? I just want it off my safer. I want the dust off the shelf. So that's what he says. The person has no intention at all to spread out the dust into the air. I just wants to remove it. I just want it off my garment. I would just want it off my safer. I want it off my shelf or so on. So obviously in the case of the garment, so you can't do it because of the fact we spoke about, right? Knocking out a garment, all these different type of things from dust is running into problems of malabim. It gets more complicated, but on a sefer, on a shelf, a hard item, there's nothing, there is no dust that's involved, that's in, absorbed into any garment. There's no, when you have dust on a shelf, there's no dust that's absorbed on the shelf, right? You have dust on a sefer, the dust is not absorbed in the sefer. You just blow it off and it goes away and that's it. You know, you really couldn't care less. It goes into the air. It doesn't go into the air. Okay, so Lemay said that. I just wanted to bring that out. I thought it was interesting. There are Sfarim, the truth is, there are Sfarim who do bring down, one should be careful not to blow off the dust, even from a safe, even from a shelf. But Lemay said it's mashma pretty clear, like we just saw a Raya from a Sefer Klolim, and it's mashma from the Mishabura like that, it would not be a problem. Okay, so just really quickly from the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, he actually even goes further. He takes this Mishabura and he says even by if one spits into the air, although some are stringent, he says on page 356, the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, although, and he's quoting from the Mishnah Berurah like we saw, although some are stringent not to spit into the wind because it will be separated into particles, right, in reference to the spitting, but in reference to saliva, but not by dust so much. So he said it's similar to Zareya, like we saw in the Ramon, the Yerushalmi, and so on. The general view is that this is not an issue. Like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, that in general people are, the Poskim are not choishish for this. He says his general view is that this is not a issue. Interesting how he brings it down straight up. Now he does say something which we quoted quite a number of times, important to Chazarova. One may not blow off the red peel that is on top of peanuts. Okay, that's an important thing to keep in mind, right? I have my peanuts and I'll just blow off the red peel that's very light and it blows away. So that you can't do. Then you have oichel and psilis. You're blowing off the psilis, right? We spoke about blowing off the good, then eating that right away. That possibly, but over here you're blowing off the bad. That's a real problem of zayra with one's mouth. So let's keep that in mind. One may not blow off the red peel that is on top of peanuts. So, okay, just to finish off, while we have we're in these learning Shabbos in 3 minutes to save, I just want to read over this, reviewing what we spoke about before, in conjunction with basically the same thing. He says one may spray air freshener into the air, like we spoke about. However, one may not spray air freshener or deodorant onto clothing. So spraying it obviously onto clothing can't be done, but one may spray air freshener into the air. That's fine. That's not the problem for what we all the various different things we spoke about. Also, the cold water humidifiers, which we spoke about, he brings down too. A cold water humidifier merely takes cold water and sprays it as a mist. Assuming that this is how the humidifier functions, one may add water to it on Shabbos. If doing so involved in any electric changes or heating up the water or so on, then obviously it would not be allowed. So just plain and simple, because of the fact that we saw the Bir Halacha spoke about the whole aspect of throwing water into the air he stated that spraying water does not constitute Zoyra in conjunction from Rabbi Kiva Eger, how he brought it down. So therefore, a cold water humidifier merely takes cold water and sprays it as a mist. Assuming that this is how the humidifier functions, it will be fine. But of course, we have to keep in mind and always stress that it's almost always forbidden to add water to a hot water humidifier, that is usur. It constitutes the malacha of bishul, cooking. If one is ill to the point that they need bed rest, or whatever the case is, asking a guy to do it possibly could be done. Not possibly, could be done. If somebody, nafal mishkov, they have to lay down, so asking a guy to do it could be done. But of course, one should consult a rav. He brings down to clarify the circumstances of leniency. It's a little bit more, you know, complicated than meets the eye. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.